Governor Parnell says he's still optimistic about the completion of a gas line from the North Slope to North American markets. He said he's been meeting with companies that could use the project, and he doesn't see any reason for changing the statutory terms at this point. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Governor Parnell discounts recent reports of too much natural gas available in the lower 48 and speculation that new shale gas finds and increased liquefied natural gas imports could spell the end of hopes for getting Alaska's gas to market. He says he anticipates a successful industry response to both the state's AGIA project and the BP ConocoPhillips Denali pipeline when they go before possible shippers next year in what is called the open season.
It's easy to throw out sound bites about this isn't going to work, but unless you're in those chairs or in these chairs on the state side working with experts on what can work, it's hard to, for me to give that line any credence. So I'm upbeat about our prospects.
Parnell doesn't see getting complete acceptance of the project in next year's open season, however. He measures success if shippers bid with specific conditions attached that could be met.
When a company or companies show up at open season to say, we'll put our gas in subject to certain conditions, that opens up the opportunity for those companies to negotiate with a pipeline company over terms. And, I mean, frankly, would the state like to see an open season with no conditions? Of course, but that doesn't happen in the real world. And I wouldn't want to set that expectation.
Parnell says the oil companies he's talked with still say they want fiscal certainty, a stable tax regime, in place before they'll participate in the line. However, he says he's offering economic stability instead. He's not ready to open the subject of taxes, but he is ready to listen to ideas. The companies have not yet asked for any specific statutory changes on the project or on taxes. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.